branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts
and welcome
the brightest minds
internet
in marketing.
Power
to the
Jay
small
Arrett,
business.
Chief Officer of Awesomeness at the Marketing Spot, a small business marketing coaching firm in Waco, Texas. And this is the show that turns entrepreneurs into marketers. My website is themarketingspot.com. Well, first things first, where have I been? You may have noticed that it's been 4 weeks plus since our last episode on the legal side of marketing. You may have also noticed that I'm talking a little different, and the reason for both the layoff and the unusual speech pattern is braces. Had braces installed a couple of weeks ago, and so I laid off for one episode, and we are back now. And you might say, but Jay, aren't you a little too old for braces? Well, probably, but I guess that's just my boomer vanity showing through, and they're here to stay. 2 weeks down, 76 more to go. They say the lisp will work itself out eventually. I hope so. I'm not certain with this much metal in my mouth, but as they say, the show must go on, and I'm not about to give up this podcast for the sake of a little inconvenience. So that's all I'm going to say about the braces, and I'm not going to waste any more valuable learning real estate with them. This is a special episode of Power to the Small Business, and that I am flying solo today, which I have never done before. This is the 56th episode of the show. I've always had a guest or other voices on the show. So we're making history here today, and our topic is cultivating your customers. Think of this as a brainstorming session of sorts between you and me. Before we dive in, a little news. A couple of episodes back, Glenn Gabe gave us an excellent local search engine optimization clinic, episode number 54, if you want to go back and listen. And at the time, I promised to get you an affordable source for an SEO technical audit. And that's the first step that Glenn recommended to search optimizing your website. I'm sorry to say I have not yet found that source. Got close a couple of times, but one was a little too expensive. The other was not quite what I thought you should have. So here's the deal. I'm still searching. If you are an SEO specialist or you do technical audits or you know of an SEO specialist that does technical audits, contact me. My email is j@themarketingspot.com. All right, cultivating your customers. What does that mean? What should you do? Get a pad and paper in hand if you're not driving. Let's dive in and do some brainstorming on cultivating your customer. Cultivate the customer. First of all, what do I mean? Well, what we're talking about here is growing the customer in the sense that you are making the customer better. This is not about harvesting the customer. It's about cultivating the customer, developing and improving them. And here's the kicker, doing it for free. Why? Well, during my 13-week marketing coaching program for entrepreneurs, we get into word of mouth, how to stimulate it, how to make it work for you. And one of the common misconceptions about word of mouth is that it just happens. Sometimes it does, but it's better to help it along. You can influence word of mouth by giving people something to talk about and then giving them the opportunity to talk about it. Now, I have something I call the word of mouth playbook, and the playbook has 6 different plays or tactics you can use to spark word of mouth. Now, one of those is cultivate the customer. The idea is to stimulate sales by creating bite-sized chunks of your proprietary information. We're not just talking about sampling. Yes, you're giving customers a taste of your knowledge, your product, but you're giving them more by cultivating them, making them smarter, saving them money, giving them ideas. What if you took some of your intellectual property and made it widely available? Sounds kind of crazy, right? But what would this do for you? There's an excellent book on my recommended reading list called Creating Customer Evangelists by Ben McConnell and Jackie Huba. They call it Napsterizing Your Knowledge, Making It Easily Shareable. It's a reference back to when, you remember Napster, they changed the music industry by making it easy to share songs from your computer to any other computer. well, that had the software. Now, an interesting byproduct of this free sharing of music was that it actually spurred sales of music. It encouraged people to buy the complete album or the CD. So what McConnell and Huba say is that this Napsterizing your knowledge, or cultivating your customers, I refer to it, widens the information portal to your customers, meaning it gives potential customers vicarious ownership of your product or service without first having to spend money. And then, yes, you may turn that product voyeur into a customer, but there's also a byproduct, and that byproduct is word of mouth. You make it possible for people to start spreading word of mouth about your business, even if they haven't yet purchased from you. You create evangelists for your company without first requiring a customer investment. So people who have not even purchased from you will spread the word about you because you made them better. You cultivated them. Now, what this will do for you is it leads to more widespread knowledge about you, thinking about it. You get more people talking about you, endorsing you, basically, even though they haven't spent any money with you. Some have, of course, but not all. So what it does is it leads to a widespread acceptance of you as a potential provider because more people are talking about you. It's safety in numbers. You are no longer an unknown commodity. So then, how do you start this cultivating? Well, you need to decide how you're going to fertilize or seed future evangelists. Let's break it down into two ways for you to cultivate. The first one is by looking at your capabilities. What simple problems can you solve for customers? If you could make your customer better by solving one of their simple problems, what would it be? What can you give customers that you already know about, that you already do, and give it to them for free that would solve a problem for them? The second way to do this is ask yourself, what are common questions you receive from customers? Every day, customers ask you questions. What are the most common? Collect those questions, as they are really ideas for you to use to give back to your customers, to cultivate your customer. Now, you've got to put this cultivation into a usable form, so here's how we do it. Don't go outside your area of expertise. Stick to what you really know and can speak authoritatively about. So if you're a real estate agent, don't get too deep into getting your finance approved or something like that. Stick to what you know best. Don't give home inspection tips. Give staging tips, but not home inspection tips. Stick to what you know. Number two, give something that's valuable. If you're an interior decorator, let's say, don't give me 10 reasons why my home looks better after it's been decorated. Instead, give me 10 things I can do to make my home look better. Number three, give people something that's spreadable. Make it something that people want to pass along to others. If you make people smarter, make them look better, save them money, make them money, that stuff they will tell others about. So again, those three are: don't get outside your area of expertise, give people something that's valuable, and then give people something that's spreadable, that they want to talk to other people about. So let's look at some examples. I'm going to give you three hypothetical examples and then also some real examples about what this means to cultivate your customer. Let's say you have a fence company, and I've chosen these industries at random. Let's say you have a fence company. What if you showed people how to do the fence themselves? The right way, like an online instructional video. You might say, well, that's crazy. I build fences for a living. Why would I want to show people how to do it themselves? Well, for a couple of reasons. People are not likely to build an entire fence themselves. Maybe they want to build a little section of a fence or a short fence by their driveway or something like that, but they're not going to build an entire fence for themselves. So the do-it-yourselfers, you're not going to get them anyway, so show people what you can do and how to do it themselves. Give them some idea of what the process is like. That's one way. What if you published an article on how to save money hiring a fence contractor? Just like any industry, there are secrets. And most normal people don't have a clue about what to ask when buying a fence. So help them out. How to save money hiring a fence contractor. Let's look at a different industry, landscapers. Again, let's look at the secrets route. How about landscaping secrets, or the top 10 plants or flowers to make your yard look beautiful? They get that stuff without having to spend money with you. You are making them better. They are more likely to look at you as a resource or give your name to somebody else. Not everybody wants to do it for themselves. They don't have the time nor the inclination to do it themselves. So make yourself a trusted resource by telling people how to do it. One final example here, a real estate developer. What if you published an ebook on how to save $20,000 when buying your home in a new subdivision? And I'm talking about real tips here. What are some of the ways that subdivisions make extra money when they sell these homes? We know it's a money-making business, and people want to save money. So what if you could show people, educate them on how to save 20, that's 20 grand as an example. It could be 10 grand or whatever to save some money when buying a new home in a subdivision. What are the most common mistakes people make when buying a home in a subdivision? If you published a short ebook on that, imagine the popularity of that ebook and imagine the traffic you'd get at your website or people talking about your specific company and how you helped people, how you cultivated them. How-tos, tips, your proprietary information, offer it for free. A couple of practical examples I've seen from clients is a chiropractor. He put together a short speech which he gives to civic organizations about posture and taking stress off your back. So the idea is to, hey, I don't want to have to see you on my table fixing your back. Here's how proper posture and back care can keep the stress off your back and keep you from coming to me to relieve your pain. That's a real thing he did, and he gives that speech to local civic organizations. A lighting showroom client, they published a series of lighting tip sheets that they actually have on a rack in their showroom, and they hand them out free in their showroom. Stuff like how to choose a light based on your room size. Room size affects which light you should choose. Wall color affects your lighting. Outside light affects your lighting. Room shape affects your lighting. These are all tip sheets that they've put together, they've published, put them on a rack in their showroom, and customers can just grab one without having to purchase anything. The marketing spot, me, I'm an example of cultivating my customers. I have condensed my coaching program into an 8-part audio video series on my blog, complete with worksheets. I put one of my most popular tools online called the Customer Experience Map, and I put it online for free with a tutorial on how to use it. Why? Because it gets my name out there. It gets links back to my website. My blog and that particular series on my coaching program has directly led to me getting clients and speaking engagements. So, yep, it does work. And let's recap now. Give away some of your proprietary information for free with the goal of earning word of mouth by recruiting evangelists who might not even be your customers. You make them better, they spread the word. To decide how you want to cultivate, ask yourself, what simple problem can I solve for potential customers? Or what are the most common questions current customers ask? The three rules of cultivation. 1, don't get outside your area of expertise. 2, give people something that's valuable. And 3, give people something that's spreadable. Finally, don't be selfish or sneaky. Don't try to disguise a sales pitch as cultivation. If you're already practicing customer cultivation, would love to hear some examples. Call the audio comment line at area code 254-433-8529. That's 254-433-8529. Or you can leave a podcast comment on my blog, themarketingspotblog.com, or email me your comments to Jay, that's J-A-Y, at themarketingspot.com. All right, well, let me catch my breath from all this talking. I've got a few more announcements and notes, and we'll wrap this up. So a reminder that the show notes can be found at themarketingspotblog.com. Coming in June, on June 25th, I'll be in Austin at the Texas Young CPAs and Emerging Professionals Conference, speaking about social media for business. And then it's a light summer schedule, but in September, I'll be at two events that run concurrently in Dallas and speaking at both, and I recommend both. The events are Optimization Summit and the Multifamily Pro Brainstorming Event. Now, Optimization Summit earlier this year was incredible, one of the best speaker lineups in recent memory, and it looks like organizer Tammy Sirk has put together another incredible lineup of teachers for the September event. I'll be at both at the brainstorming event, which is for the apartment and multifamily industry. I'll have two sessions on branding. That'll be on Friday the 17th. At Optimization Summit, I'm teaming up with Eric Brown of Urbane Apartments fame out of Royal Oak, Michigan. Eric and I are working on a transformational branding project, which we will unveil at Optimization Summit on Thursday, September 16th. It's quite exciting. It's advanced branding. More details coming throughout the summer. But if you've been thinking about changing your business, not just making incremental improvements, our transformational branding session at Optimization Summit is for you. I've also begun work on a book, and hopefully I'll have more news on that by the end of June, and a couple of other exciting projects not quite ready to announce yet. It's going to be a busy summer, and you know the summer is an opportune time to make improvements. Typically, businesses take some time off during the summer. Yeah, take a week vacation, but it's also a great time to embark on some major project journeys. So when September rolls around, you're not just trying to cruise to the end of the year, you're taking the initiative and forcing the issue. So I recommend if you've got something important you've been wanting to do, resolve to get it done this summer. Come out with guns blazing in September. Well, that's it for episode number 56 of Power to the Small Business. I hope you were cultivated. Several great episodes already in the works. Next up will be online video. That's next week. Also got a customer experience podcast coming up. Remember to go to iTunes to subscribe. Search Power to the Small Business. I also have a link in the show notes on the blog, themarketingspotblog.com. And when you subscribe that way, you'll never miss an episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.